Hello and welcome to the Unusual Stories podcast. I am your host, Wojciech Salski, and in these episodes I will share my writing as well as thoughts on different topics that come to me as I put a pen onto a page each day. At the end of each reading, I will offer you a little insight to my thoughts and a nudge of inspiration to look into your own life and hopefully entertain ideas of your own choosing. I would like to add that if you find my work entertaining or insightful and would like to give back to my podcast, please follow the link in the description. Thank you for your support. Just how important it is to have allies and partners, he thought. How necessary to cherish and foster these relationships it may be. Thinking about the recent shift at his new job, the boy sat down to his writing. With his body tired and in pain, since the overwhelming exhaustion from the previous training didn't fully leave him just yet, he stretched upwards and fixed his gaze on the page. It was time to reflect literally on the phenomenon he had the chance to ponder over the past few days. Partnerships, relationships, allies, his mind started listing. In other words, connections each of us makes with others. Understanding that there was little, if anything, that he could know for certain, the boy decided to firstly approach the topic from the experiential perspective of the observed. He wanted to extract the emotional and intellectual inputs received over the past few weeks and put them into a cohesive, somewhat useful for those who are willing to listen, text. A theory. What makes a good relationship good? He asked himself. Or better, what makes a great relationship great? He knew that sometimes the best way to approach a subject's argument is to find their counterpart first. That is why he had decided to do so this time. Let's think of the bad ones to begin with, he whispered in his mind. He thought for a moment about the different aspects of relation which participated in shaping the catastrophe of its end. Nerve wreckage and conflict, often derived from misunderstanding, misleading and lying, at times being twisted with the hinges of self-loathing and ignorance. People argued most often about the things they cared for greatly, yet it seemed that the best predictor for a relation's destruction was the level to which the two parties believed to be in the right at all times, or at least more than their counterparts, regardless of the subject considered. At work, people hated to be bossed around without reason and resented any actions that made them feel small and put down. At home, those who knew them were the most likely to know how to hurt them, which offered a rich foundation for spite, painful words and contempt, which spoiled their interactions. In public, people often try their best to repress any kind of open argument or disagreement, but when failing to do so, they tend to take it a step further, making the discussion one of the bloodiest, in terms of wording and expression, of course, that could be found anywhere. Even at home, we do not get carried away as much as when our repressed emotions burst out in front of the whole audience of bystanders, the boy thought. Seeing all these examples and thoughts manifested on the page in front of him, he pondered the other side of the coin, the other range of states and activities relating to this spectrum of relationship success or failure. Firstly, if we were to admit that misunderstanding, misleading, and lying were the major perpetrators in the game of relationship disillusion, it would be fair to place understanding, openness, and truthful action and speech at the foot of the successful relation pyramid. And if self-loathing and ignorance play such a big part in destroying potential for harmony and joy, then self-love and willful pursuit of wisdom could be considered partial antidotes to the demise. If the subject of the argument did not matter as much as one's willingness to put their rightness above the others in creating a hostile and impossible to resolve issue, then the approach of acceptance that both us and our partners can be wrong at times may just be the first step in resolving any issue ever. At work, encouragement and responsibility delegation can greatly enhance the worker's ability to do their work well and feel valued across time. At home, if we care to take notice whenever our speech becomes spiteful and manage to stop it in its tracks, we will definitely improve the communication between us and others and avoid unnecessary, often long lingering bitter aftertaste of a fight. Finally, when in public, through our ability to slow down or stop the emotional ride on which our rage could take us and reflect on the situation as it occurs, we can fend off the risky slippery slope of arguments getting out of hand in front of everyone else, often including our children, friends, neighbors, or random bystanders. Thinking of it all, the boy leaned back on his chair and thought of his own relationships with others. He reflected on his family dynamics, the way he felt when spending time with his friends, feelings and thoughts that participated in his experience of interacting with his love, and the ways in which his presence influenced co-workers, clients at the restaurant, and partners at his martial arts academy. He thought whether his way of being was pro or against the relationships, and pondered whether what he has done thus far was worth promoting and progressing further. A loud yes echoed through his chest, and so he knew he was going the right way, if there ever was the right way. He knew that without his family, friends, loved ones, co-workers, and friendly strangers, he would have been out of this world a few times before, and thus he knew that relationships with them were rather essential to foster and to foster well. Just how important it is to have allies and partners, he thought. How necessary to cherish and foster these relationships it may be. Thank you for listening to my story. This week I wanted to talk about something that I've mentioned before. I believe it was my first season, actually, so over 2 years ago now, that I've mentioned the importance of having good relationships, especially with our friends and sort of having allies in this world. But motivated by the recent experiences I've had in my new job and also by the conversations I've recently been having with different people about those things, I thought it's fair to point it out again and sort of allow you to dive into this topic a little bit, maybe reflect on your own situation with people around you and invite you to consider what can you do better or different to make those relationships better or different. So first of all, I have to say I do not know for sure whether what I do in my relationships is right or wrong. I feel like I have a good relationship with my family. I believe I have quite a happy relationship with the majority of my close friends, if not all of them. And for the most part, I do consider myself to be quite an easygoing and a nice person to talk to or be with. And I hope so that that's the case, especially when it comes to work or sort of social time. But of course, this is very biased and maybe I am wrong. So whatever I will share here with you, just take it with a pinch of salt. And of course, do consider that your situation is much different than mine. So first of all, I just wanted to sort of maybe elaborate on this idea of work-related relationships, because this is the closest you can get to that before you start working in any company whatsoever is probably school, because you are extensively spending time with people that are not necessarily your friends, and rarely, if ever, do you become friends with all of the people you spend time with at work or at uni or at school. It would be quite surprising if you do, and good for you, but it's very unlikely. So it is not about being friends with them, so to speak. Not really. I guess it's not really the point of it, whereas it can be useful and maybe quite pleasant. Rather, I find it to be quite a valuable thing to master the art of relationships, whatever these may be, whether at work, at school, with friends, family, on the street, at the shop, whatever. And for me, what I've discovered over the past few years and sort of what I've put to work to master, first and foremost, the most important factor in my opinion is the ability to give the other person the space to express themselves as they wish to do so. And this may be much more difficult than you would think. And we've talked about this before on the podcast, about really listening to others. And I hope that by now you've been practicing this skill, at least with your loved ones and friends. But to allow another person to truly express themselves and to give them the space to say what they think and to be themselves without any expectations from your side is truly a magnificent gift one can give to another. And I think over time this does contribute to the relationship itself, whatever that relationship may be. Of course, this is not to say that at work you should be striving to get all the secrets of everyone or all the emotional states of everyone and vice versa. Rather, to be genuine with people and give them the space to express themselves, but have the ability to stop yourself in your tracks, especially in a professional setting. And this can be a little bit of a contradictory advice, really, if you think about it, because on one hand, I'm inviting you to be genuine, and on the other, I'm saying, well, watch out and don't say everything that is on your mind. And I guess a rule of thumb would be to refrain yourself from saying anything that would compromise your situation at work, would make another person feel bad about themselves, or in any way put down or, you know, speak behind anyone else's back. And this is really important, you know. I've noticed this especially, and I've been trying to figure out how to navigate myself in this space, especially in some of the companies I've worked for before, that, you know, people like to talk about others. Gossip is a thing that I'm pretty sure most of us fall into a trap of from time to time. And as much as we can avoid it by, for example, spending time with people we know won't gossip with us about stuff, at work especially, or at uni, at school, you will encounter people that gossip a lot, or not even gossip, but just talk about others behind their backs, sometimes out of frustration, sometimes out of jealousy. And I was thinking about these things in the context of fostering good relationships, because I truly believe that what we say, even what we think, but especially what we say into existence, becomes a part of some sort of residue of energy. And if you do end up talking behind someone's back for some time, when you meet that person, it can be quite challenging to not feel the tension between you. And I cannot really put my finger on it how to express it, you know? So I've had this experience a while ago that I was told by one person about this other person from a job, from the company, and they've talked to me so long, I think for quite a few days, about all the different bad aspects of that personality before I got to meet the mentioned perpetrator, let's say. And then I felt this weird pinch when I met them for the first time of not really knowing who I'm looking at. And it was weird because usually when you meet someone new, you know, it's a bit of a blank slate. Of course, you have some prejudice based on how they look, and that's a normal thing. You can try not to succumb to it, but for the most part it will be there. But because of all the gossip I've heard before, I had some expectations much stronger than before, and I almost felt like I've sort of seen them before I actually saw them, which is, it can be to the detriment of the relationship if you think about it. Of course, sometimes it can be something good when a person talks about someone else for a long time, praising them, and then you meet them, so you have great expectations about them, and that's great. But oftentimes, it's not necessarily the positive things that people talk about, and especially behind someone's back. Because why would you talk behind someone's back about something positive about them? Usually you would like them to hear because it's a compliment, right? So the one thing that I wanted to point out here, especially sort of stress, is be careful with the directions your conversation go when you're talking about other people. And if you can, refrain yourself from talking about other people when they are not there, period. It could be a good rule of thumb to do so, and that way you're safeguarding yourself against any mishaps along the way. Secondly, and as you re-listen to the podcast, or especially the second part of it, I thought about the things that make a relationship good or not, and I think that truth and being open about your intentions as much as you can, you know, of course, without being awkwardly open or very straightforward to the point that a person feels like you're basically rude or arrogant. I think truth is a really, really important aspect of a relationship and of a partnership. It may not be always easy to be truthful, especially when you have to express some thoughts or, you know, say your point to someone that might feel a bit defensive about whatever you're about to say. But as Mark Twain once pointed out, the person who never lies does not have to remember what they say. And that's actually an interesting point to consider. If you do not say the truth, if you do tend to lie, or if you lie to one particular person for whatever reason, whether at work, at school, you know, at home, one way or the other, this lie will have to be kept upbeat over time, especially if it's an important lie. And so maybe it's best to challenge yourself and not to lie at all, if you can, or at least not to lie, period. You don't have to say the whole truth if the truth will be painful to someone, or if it's something that is just not relevant to them. But if you do decide to lie, you are twisting the fabric of reality, and then you will have to remember how have you twisted and crumpled it already before. Because one way or the other, at some point, if it's an important lie, it will come back to you. So, with all the ideas that I've come across as I was reflecting, I thought about the ways and reasons why it is important in the first place to even have good relationships. Because it's not an obvious thing, is it? Maybe you could live completely solitary life and not care about relationships whatsoever. And especially at work, some people choose to do that and they manage to do it, which is fair enough. But I think over time, especially as we grow older, and especially when we cannot rely on our parents or on our, let's say, siblings, because maybe we don't have any, as much as we used to before, I think friends and good relationships fostered, whether a professional relationship or sort of intimate relationship or a friendly relationship, can be this support system for us in the future. And I did truly find that for myself a few times before, and I believe many more times are yet to come, although of course I hope these are going to be only in a positive side, on a positive note, let's say. But of course life is tainted by malevolence, so I do not kid myself. One way or the other, I will suffer again. I have no doubt about that. That's just a part of life. But That's why I think it's so important to foster good relationships overall and to not burn the bridges and to have, at least to a certain degree, a genuine friendship, whether it's 1, 2, 7, 20, probably more than 20 is not really a genuine friendship, it's more like an acquaintance kind of relationship. But people will help you if you do care about them. And it does not take much to be someone's friend. It is work, and it is over time work. So it's not something that you can just do with one flick of a finger. But over time, if you put in the energy and effort, you will foster a good relationship. And so coming back to the situation I had at work, and right now I have at my new work as well, I have noticed that by being friendly to people and trying my best to just understand how they are and understand them for what they are without judging, you know, I am not trying to change them. Rather, I'm trying to stop myself from judging them because they are different to me. Because it's an obvious thing they're different to me, right? Everyone is different to everyone else, really. I can create for myself in this new job, whatever this job may be, a safe and quite reliable space which will not involve as much heavy lifting and suffering than if I were to not work on those relationships from this side. So overall, I'm trying to mitigate my proneness to being stressed, because stress is something that kills us over time, right? So if you do want to have at least a tolerable level of calm and peace when at work, whatever your work may be, having and fostering a good relationship with your coworkers can be something that truly does mitigate the stress levels going above the certain threshold that is panic threshold, let's call it. So that's what I'm trying to say here, you know, foster the relationships with others because they are invaluable. And I do truly believe it to be true. And so maybe this week, as we talk about those things, and I think it's a good moment to remind you of that because we're coming into the summertime and you will probably see your friends again, even if you do not see them most of the time, do reconnect. And when at work, do try to not gossip, not talk about others, and truly listen to what people have to say and not be reactive rather than proactive with your interactions with others. And smile for sure. So for this week, I would like to invite you to consider your relationships, whether it's at work, at school, at home, intimate, friendly, professional, whichever. And think of one way, at least one way, let's say, that you could do better and try to make it so. You have a week to do it, but you also have a year or 20 years or 50 years to do it. It's just a matter of starting and trying, because many things are built on really small steps across the time, let's say, and space. So consider what you might be doing better or what you might be doing less of or more of, and try to make that shift and see what happens. I bet you will be surprised with the results, and it will be on the positive rather than the negative front. Of course, as I've mentioned before, if you'd like to support my podcast, you'll find the link below. I will be very grateful for your contributions, as I'm trying to make it a little bit more professional and contribute much more here and much less at my workplace, let's say. But of course, anyhow, I will be doing it, so it's up to you. And thank you so much if you do consider it. Other than that, have a beautiful week. Stay happy, stay healthy, and I'll see you next time.